And start the workshop. We'll dispense with all the formalities and we'll get started on it. And I'll turn the floor over to, I hate to do this, but Laurie Ardwin.
See how much respect we have.
It's all about respect, Laurie. It's all about
respect. Well, I won't be here long because I'm going to turn it over to TAC, our representatives, and we have a new representative with us today, so y'all be nice to him. This is Orlando. Orlando's new to this position here, but he's been with TAC for a while. I'll let him introduce himself. And this is Ashley, our wellness coordinator that's helped us so much with Erosity and so many other things. So I'm going to let y'all take over and tell us all the good news.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you for having us here. My name is Orlando Espinoza. I am your employee benefits consultant. This is Ashley Cureton. She is your wellness benefits wellness consultant. So we just wanted to, she's handing out some folders that we have. So on the left side, you'll have your renewals and so the letter that went out with your renewal and then along with your renewal, along with all the information that we have in there. So what I want to do is I just kind of want to go over some of the renewal process, because I know we do have some new commissioners, to just kind of explain how TAC handles the renewals. And then what we'll do is any questions that you guys have, I'll open it up to you guys to so we can have some discussion about it. Okay. So first, overall, what we do is we take a look at the overall pool, and we determine how much we will need for the coming year to cover claims. So we look at what our claims costs were, what our contributions were for the previous year, and what we do is we determine how much is needed in the pool to cover the next year's claims. So this year we did determine that it was a 2.79% increase was needed. As you see here, at the trend was nationwide, at the cost of medical claims and stuff is going to be paid at 7.5% increase is what is going to be needed nationwide as an average. So part of being with TAC and being part of our pool is benefiting from having all those lives at our disposal to kind of look at that. And so instead of the 7.5% that's needed for the total, the total pool needed amount is 2.79. Okay. So now once we get that number, then what we do is we look at each individual group in our pool, and then we determine what they're based off loss ratios, based off of age demographics, based off of costs of care in certain areas. We determine how much is needed per group above or below that needed amount to do individual allocations per group. Okay. So moving on, looks like the renewal that's going to be needed this year for Orange County is going to be a 9.9% increase. So that is what's determined based off of your loss ratios. Because you guys are a larger group, we do base a lot of it on your actual claims history. And so you guys were at a 107.9% loss ratio, which means that you did have higher claims than what was contributed. And so that is kind of where we look at. We look at those numbers to kind of determine what our renewal is going to be. So because it was higher, we strive for around a 94% loss ratio. At 94%, that means that what you've contributed matches, basically what we're paying out in claims and what we're paying out in the administration of the plan. So at 94%, that's kind of our break-even point. So as you can see, at 107.9, it is a bit higher than what we're needing. And before that, so your 24-month loss ratio is at 113.98%. And then looking even further back at a 36-month, you are at 111.89% loss ratio. So, just a string of some high-running years with claims. So that's going to contribute as to why we're looking at a 9.9% increase. So that is that's kind of an explanation of what we're looking at when it comes to the numbers and what we're looking at as an increase. We don't really have many other options when it comes to plans to, bring the cost down. You're already at our highest plan that we offer when it comes to your medical plan and your RX plan. So your prescription benefits are already at the highest deductible that we have, the highest plan we have. So there's really nowhere to go from there to kind of change your benefits a little bit to see some cost savings there. So it really is something that we're going to have to look at as a culture in general, and just kind of, you know, really buy into wellness, really buy into the programs that we offer that will, you know, look at a long-term plan to get the cost down instead of a quick fix to bring down some of our costs now. I think, you know, looking at it, you know, I think Ashley and the benefits consultants that she had before me, Lori, really were working hard on helping you guys implement some of those long-term strategies. And I'll actually let Ashley come in and talk to some of that.
Are there any other questions before I kind of jump in about claims? You guys have a packet with the high-cost claimants in the back. You can see it's a couple of pages that we're looking at there. So within all of that, when we did come out earlier this year, we had a mid-year plan review, and that's where we kind of delve a little bit deeper into you all's numbers, into those high-cost claimants, and looking at that, and a lot of them were preventable. There were some things that we can address in order to drive down some of that cost. And that's where I'm going to come in and just trying to help you guys with that. Because my whole thing is we can't focus on the things that we can't control. But what are the things that we can control? And that's just our personal decisions and behaviors that we have. So what are some support systems that we can set up to try to help employees, to help our members being able to have a healthier lifestyle? And as Orlando mentioned earlier, I really did kind of dig a little bit deeper earlier in the year with the HR department, talking with Lori and talking with Lisa, with trying to figure out the culture here, because I think that that's a big critical piece that we need to have. So is it the belief that employees are truly believing that you guys are doing your best? Is there a positive culture that's being put forth out here for everyone to know that the things that you are implementing, if you are making changes, it's for the long-term best solution that you see fit for the county? And so really trying to reiterate that. I've tried to do my best with coming out with that message as well. We had some workshops that we've been doing for employees and for leadership to come and participate in, just so that we can get on the same page. If you look in your folder on the opposite side, I did include just the meeting notes that we had from the beginning of that year and just the strategies that we have discussed with trying to move forward and trying to turn the tide, basically, with things that have been going on. So we did set up a calendar, a monthly calendar, to try to have at least one event a month related to health and wellness, just to try to keep the messaging going, so that way it's not once renewal comes, then we're having this huge big discussion trying to make these determinations and make these decisions, but they're things that we are thinking about throughout the entire year. So you guys can just kind of see the different activities that we have been doing, and we've been sticking really good to the schedule here. So I am very proud of that. I'm very proud of you guys. Thank you. thank you for your support and just encouragement for employees to participate. Because at the end of the day, this is what we believe is going to help kind of turn those numbers back the other direction. We can't focus on the cost of care out here. We talked about this morning. We can only focus on if we have to use it. We use it when we need to, but if we can do some things to kind of reduce that or reduce the occurrences or reduce the traumatic instances that are occurring, then that's what we want to be able to do with that.
Yes, sir.
Did you happen to put in here, I don't think, and maybe I'm just missing it, but I know in April when we did the mid-year, we had the list of what our cost ratio was, and we had it listed in when we did the mid-year in April. Did we have that here today?
No, what okay. You guys have in
we're
that packet
where we were in better or worse, better
yeah.
John, I think I calculated 107.9%.
Well, I knew it was 107. I just didn't know where we were previously, say 2 years ago. I don't know.
Talking about loss ratios?
Yes.
So
it was in our April report.
This year it's at 107.9. Last year at renewal is at 120.
It's for me.
So 100, it was at renewal is 120% for the 12 month, but then for the 24 month right now that we're looking, so looking at this year plus last year combined average, we were looking at 113.98%.
Okay, and that's our average.
That's your average for 24 months.
Two-year average.
Combining this renewal and last renewal's loss ratios.
Because I guess the thing was is that just a little surprised by the fact that it was that much of an increase when we reduced our cost ratio as much as we have. And I mean, I know we're not at the 90s where we need to be, but we've made a substantial decrease, and I would have thought we'd have seen a little bit better.
You're the teacher.
Number.
Yeah. So I know last year they added in an additional 2% to drop down rates on the expected savings from the Navitas switch. Mm-hmm. So if you want to take that out and look apples to apples of not having that savings automatically added in there, then you would have had that 10.
Yeah.
So it would have been different. So you are seeing that decrease, but because we've added in that extra cushion last year with those expected and immediate savings from the pharmacy, then that's where you kind of see now the difference between the 8 and the 9.
And I think also, I mean, looking at 12, 24, and 36 months, I mean, from 36 months ago, there was a pretty substantial increase. I think it went from 110% to 120% the next year. Mm-hmm. And then there was a decrease from 120 to 107.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you look at 12 and 24 and 36 months, just kind of combined, I mean, it's at 107.9 for 12 months, 113.98 for 24 months, and then 111.89 for 36 months. So I think when we look at those numbers, you know, it's kind of they're kind of taking it moving forward and just trying to figure out, you know, with this year's needed amount, how much more do we need in order to cover these costs?
Yeah. Okay.
With squeeze ball?
Tension ball. The little commercial with the guy that's buying the house and all the tension balls in his office. That's what I feel like.
So I was looking at the high claimants, mm-hmm. and I noticed that four of them were retirees pre 65. Do we know the ages where they might get over to Medicare?
No, that's a good question. Though.
So I mean. Some of those were pretty high, and I didn't know if we had another 4 or 5 years of those, or they were going to actually get into the post 65.
Yeah, we'd have to. We can definitely look into that and see where those are going to fall off.
Yeah, that makes a long term plan. That'd be involved. That'd make an impact on that for sure.
Can we pull that again, Laura? I know we did it when we did the April deal. We looked at them.
Well. Yeah. Who's about to turn 65?
Well, I mean, those claimants.
The age of those claimants are.
We have kids.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go back in because what you guys have is de-identified.
Because I would assume that those might not be one-time issues. They might be. So we might be looking at those same issues going forward until they actually bridge that gap and go over to Medicare.
It's a good point, though, because these numbers do not include UnitedHealthcare. This is just Blue Cross.
That's what you're saying, but it would make a difference into the long-term planning.
But for Commissioner Viator and Commissioner Beecham, these are not for over 65 numbers, and they can't present those because that calendar year is January to December, so we won't get those until after budget.
But I'm not even on there.
No. I mean, it's just for informational purposes.
But these numbers wouldn't have near the impact on post 65 because we're supplemental to the Medicare.
Right. So those claims don't count towards this because they're not on the group.
That's not the point I'm making. What I'm saying is because we're the supplemental post 65, those same kind of claims wouldn't have the impact on that supplemental because Medicare is going to pick up the majority. That's the point I'm making.
So you don't see it coming off of here and then hit you over there. You don't see that. So I know that there was previous conversations, and we have implemented wellness incentive plans here that were tied to the medical plan, and I just wasn't sure kind of where you guys were with wanting to implement that again, and with that discussion of just trying to, once again, like I said, creating that incentive to be able to kind of promote the healthier behaviors for employees. So I just kind of wanted to have a touch point conversation with you guys about that.
We're seeing that number come in. That's working down, but it's going to take a while to kick in because we're trying to save existing.
but it's not going to get any cheaper.
No, it's not. It's just, you know, four of those top six were pre-65 retirees.
Yeah, you're about 1.5. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But you got, as your aging workforce goes, this will go too up.
Yes.
Well, until we get the cost ratio down, the loss ratio. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're working there, getting there, slowly, but it's going to take a little bit of that.
Well, and kind of, when we discuss the cost, I will say in this area, costs are a lot higher than some other areas. So the cost of medical care is higher. So with that being said, there's really nothing we can do about, you know, the cost of it. But what we can do is we can prevent people from having to use that. And that's when it comes to wellness and getting people involved and getting people healthier to where they're not using those high, you know, those high cost, you know, services that in this area are, I think it's a 14% higher than, 10.9%. The costs are 10.9% more in this area than the state average. So
for the procedures or for the?
For medical services. So, you know. That's so, you know, when
it's always been that way for about the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
And I would assume that our claim rate as an area is higher than the rest of the state because we're exposed to some things that the rest of the state's not exposed to.
Correct.
So,
and that was brought up a couple of years ago, was trying to look at some of the environmental factors as well that are playing into a part of some of the claims that you guys are seeing too. So we can do basically like kind of a big review over looking at all of those different factors, whether it's environmental, whether it's looking at the cost of care, and just kind of doing a deeper dive into that. And that's something that myself and my team are able to do specifically with you guys. You would just need the support of leadership because it would take some participation, whether it's surveys that employees need to answer or leadership needs to answer. So we would just kind of need that support in order to kind of go with that initiative, and then we could dig down deeper and see kind of what are some of the things.
And I guess the point is that there's a percentage that we won't be able to control because it's environmental,
correct.
You know, so.
I do like to fan and wear masks.
You know what they say? Everybody likes sausage and nobody wants to see it made.
That's exactly
right.
That's true. It is. So everybody likes the benefits of it, but, you know.
So, Lori, what was that total again that the thing? County would see an increase dollar-wise?
Well, my understanding after Christy at the treasurer's office and Penny and I kind of come up with our own numbers, but I'm getting about $440,000.
That's what I came. 440 is what we looked at.
About
right out of $500,000. Just throw it out there. Either way,
it was a...
You just rock it along an extra 10.
Third about 3.5.
And then the other sheet that's up there with you, I just broke down individually how it compares to what we have now.
Mm-hmm. It's 2 percentage points of the tax rate.
Wow.
You're
looking
at it that way.
Thank you, Texas Legislature.
Unless they're evil.
That's a law we've got to carry.
That's all around
the
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's actually like 447, give or take. Mm-hmm. A little bit closer to 447 if you want a little bit closer number.
Well, round out to 450.
Yeah. Because some lights can come out that way.
2% They're looking at 3.5, but you got 1.5.
Just like that. We got 1.5 left. That's it. Oh, I'm telling you.
I know. Thanks to the state of Texas.
Yeah.
Nah, they won't look good. They don't care.
And so there, saying all this, and you know, there is one option that we do have that would reduce costs. It'd basically be keeping your same plan, so it's the same benefits. It's an HMO product, so it would change from a PPO to an HMO, and it would so that what that would do is it'd be the same network. You just wouldn't be able to use out-of-network benefits. There'd be no coverage for out-of-network. And then you would have to get a primary care physician. You'd have to appoint one. And then any specialist, you'd have to get a referral. That is kind of last-case scenario that we'd like to do. So, you know, I think we
us
can...
Too.
My experience with HMOs is not good. I'd really rather not do that.
You need to try to work every way possible to avoid an HMO. That's not good health care.
No. And so I just wanted to let you know that it is available. It's something that we have, and it is a 7.5% credit that you would receive for that. So I just wanted to bring it up, just kind of let you know it's there. As just the same way you guys said,
I know.
We want to avoid it.
You have to tell us.
So it's definitely something that, you know, we don't want to do, but it's something
it's
that if
there.
It's needed,
it's
we can do it.
It's out there in a pinch.
Mm-hmm. A real pinch.
A survival pinch.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But, I mean, you know, it might happen that way. But at least you have it out there. But, but you can avoid it at all ways.
We totally understand it. We know that it's, I mean, hey, it's not the best option, but it's.
I appreciate that. That's what it is. That really is.
Any more discussion or questions for us?
Not much to say.
Next time, I will make sure to bring you guys some stress apples, maybe some adult coloring books to kind of let it all
bring
out.
Bring really strong ones. Really strong ones.
If I see the blood pressure numbers go up, I will
Take full
responsibility.
Yeah, don't check us today.
Do we need to talk about our wellness stuff?
That's kind of where we're at. Is how do you want to implement that? It is not for vote on the agenda. Mm-hmm. This is due August 2nd, so I was going to wait till the end of July, so that y'all could have time to kind of think about it and
take some more blood pressure medicine.
Before the vote. But
is there any way to do a smoking correlation to the claims?
I can do some digging.
That would be interesting.
I can do some digging into that.
Smoking correlation to the number of names.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I know you appreciate that. just to see.
We can definitely do some digging into seeing what's the percentage of population and what claims are going on.
I don't even know what percentage our employees smoke now. Do you need?
We have a history that I forget when we started the wellness program, at least 4 or 5 years ago.
I don't know when that was.
And we started with just doing an annual physical, which it was tough to implement, but I think now we're able to bring in Catapult, and we just did that last week with the vital health screening and the mammogram. We have a very, very good response to that, and I've heard a lot of great compliments about us doing that, and so we maintained that this year, even though that was not a requirement, and it was full, which we're grateful for that. So I don't think that employees have an issue as much just going and getting a physical exam yearly, a wellness exam. And we've heard great things that it's personally from employees that said, hey, they caught this or they caught that could have become something else. So we might not see that in these numbers for a while, but
we mentioned our earlier conversation, Judge, about adding PSA to that. Since they're taking the blood anyway,
And
maybe we could get that, and that would be another screener that we could catch. So I guess we'll check to see if we can do that.
Then we crept into the tobacco world, and I'll say crept because it was you had to sign a tobacco affidavit whether or not you were a tobacco user. Mm-hmm. Well, it became, well, he signed it, but I know he smokes. Well, HR can't be the tobacco police, and we're not going to be. And the only way I know some of the hospitals that have that and implement that is they do a true blood test on that, which would cost the county more. Yeah. So we've kind of gone back and forth with how to go about that. There was a lot of pushback on the tobacco. Then there was the point of basically charging. If you didn't complete those, you would pay a portion of your health care insurance, which was like, I think, 25. I forget the fee that was. Well, then, of course, we had these wonderful hurricanes that came in, and we waived that fee because our employees have suffered through the hurricanes, and we never actually charged our employees after we implemented that. We have gone from giving deduction credits in the very beginning on your deductible. So if you would do a certain amount of things, you would get, I don't remember if it was $100 off your deductible or something like that, which was a reward system to what... I know y'all don't want to hear that, but it's like a punishment system if you didn't do what we asked you to do. So This year, we just kind of let it sit because we've had so much with RV and turnover and confusion. We just offered it. People came out and did their exams. We still have people calling to make sure if they need to fill in anything. We just said we're not doing anything right now. So it's up to the court how you want to implement it.
Well, I would think, just thinking off the top of my head, it's not so much the extra fees or anything, but really to promote the cessation program and do what we can to get them to voluntarily participate. So maybe we can look at something like that. Not real big on the punishment side, so we'll see where we can work out something.
Well, and could we look back into deductible credit?
The last conversation we had about the deductible credit was that it was unable to be supported on the other side. Yeah. So if there was if you guys did maybe a separate HRA, then that could be how you would be able to utilize that deduction credit, but just simply with the plan that you guys have right now, Blue wasn't able, we weren't able to kind of do that deductible credit for that. Yeah, we definitely want to look at more rewards to offer employees because we understand that's positive message for sure in order to get people to participate. But yeah, that credit as of right now, the only other thing that we have a lot of workers doing is offering a half day of paid time off. That's the only other reward system that they see as of right now.
So did we want to think about that, or y'all have more questions? We'll get more information.
Yeah, and I can definitely come back, and I'll touch base with our data analysts to see, digging through those claims to kind of come through, so I can give y'all a real holistic picture as far as some of those additional health behaviors or specific health behaviors.
Might give us some hope for the future.
I will do my best. Will do my best.
I had more surgery. I had 4 bypasses. She blamed it on my phone. Mayor McDonald had 5 bypasses. He never put a cigarette in his life.
Mm-hmm. That's hard to pinpoint.
Yeah. Well, it's an issue.
It does cause the problem.
It does cause problems. But is it the root of all evil?
We got a lot of them problems floating around in the air out where we live.
Yeah.
Well, even when they burn something down in Mexico, the smoke gets here.
Yeah. We got African dust now.
We got Saharan dust.
Yeah, the Saharan gets dust.
So next year they'll be here, we got to go up another 3% because of the African dust.
Yeah, so I mean, then there's the marsh fires. There's always the marsh fires.
Hey, you know. There's a lot of issues in the environmental, but also natural stuff. Like, we have a high humidity here. You're going to get killed in upper respiratory with high humidity. I don't care. You can be a jogger, healthy, an athlete, anything.
It's a mold incubator is what
that's
it
right.
is.
Exactly. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
But we don't have to worry about, I guess, spotted mountain fever, was that?
I think it's
Rocky Mountain fever ticks.
I know.
Lanny. I don't have
Orlando.
Any more questions.
Yes, sir. Better news next year.
I hope so.
All right. I'm tasking you right now. Better news next year.
Does anybody else have any questions?
I got one, Doug.
Sure, go ahead, sure.
The cost for the
increase. We're not making it up. They're not required to make it up.
So
you want the number? Okay.
I'm going to give you this. So currently, just for employees, the county pays $780.36 per employee per month. It's going to go up to $857.36 per employee per month.
I didn't. Hey, what? Yeah, 857, and what's the other one?
The difference is 77.26.
Yeah.
$77.26.
Oh, okay.
And that's based on.
I'm slow. Yes.
For per employee, but then you go into dependents, and then it gets really hairy between 60% and 50%.
Okay. $70
a month? That's just the county.
Here's what it is. I know what number they're looking for. How much was it a month, Chrissy?
$77.26.
77.26 times 12 equals that divided by 2080 equals that is 45 cents an hour.
An hour? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah, you break it down.
You multiply it all the way down, $7 by 12 and then divide by 2080, 45 yep. cents an hour.
Why not? I mean,
you're running the numbers? I think it's 77.
You probably ought to run those numbers sure, right. every which way so we can present them. So, but we have we don't need to do that
and
today.
And that's why I did the difference with the sheets that I handed you, but it's on individual cost. I didn't do the amounts, the total amounts per employee, per child, per spouse.
924. Okay, 924. Divided by. That's right. That's what it is. 45 cents an hour.
Keep that. Anybody have any more questions?
Where do we get them?
Okay.
Not from the state of Texas.
All right. We'll go ahead and close the public hearing. Hey, thank you, guys. That way y'all get on the road.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Keep your wheels on the asphalt, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm a move slower today.
Hey, John.